League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to another exciting edition of The Thought Police with me, Mike Graham, and him, Mr. Kevin O'Sullivan. Very good afternoon to you, Kev.
Hello, Mike.
How's it going?
All right.
Now, we should start the show with some good news. We're doing a live show at the end of this month, 28th of August.
Yeah,
in a pub in London. Now, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, we've sold all the tickets already because it's quite a small venue.
Yeah.
We will do more. Yeah. We will do bigger venues, so you will have another chance to come and see us telling you all to fuck off live, right? And there will be a lot of that, I'm sure. I've already had loads of messages.
Yeah, the go fuck yourself
I'm
tour.
Looking forward to you telling me to go fuck yourself. All right, then. You come along and bring your friends, you know.
Are we live streaming it?
But we are. Yeah, well, there's going to be a live stream available. As of now, we're not sure if we're going to put it out live because it might not be the right time. But what we will do is if you sign up for it, and it's, I think it's a couple of quid or something, because we have to pay some people to do things.
Yeah.
You know? We're not trying to rip anybody off.
Nope.
We're not getting rich off the back of it.
Certainly, I can confirm that.
We have other jobs. Also, we'll drink more than, we'll fucking spend more at the bar than we'll fucking make. But the point is this, if you sign up, you'll get it, and not everybody will get it unless you actually pay for it. So you'll be able to watch it. And you'll be able to watch it, you know, either at your leisure, but possibly not live, because we might not stream it quite
live.
Well,
let's see how it goes.
But we'll see how that goes. But anyway, follow us on Twitter at The Thought Police, and you'll find out all of that information there. I've also got a few announcements that I'll read you later from people who wish you to slag them off, basically.
A bunch of cunts who want to be insulted.
Absolute cunts. But what should we kick off
with?
People
are strange.
Yeah. Listen, it's a very popular thing.
I'll tell you what I'd like to kick off with. That cunt Fergie.
I mean,
she's a fucking disaster here, isn't she?
What, you mean the Duchess of York?
Yeah.
Is she still the Duchess of York?
Yeah, I think so. She's right. The Duchess of Fergiana.
Duchess of Pork, she used to be.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, because she was so obese. I nearly said fucking fat.
Yeah.
But she's been very
unkind to her. I don't really mind Fergie. I mean, given what we're having to fucking put up with now with Meghan and Harry.
I don't mind. She's actually
relatively low risk, isn't she?
I just think she's a complete vulgar moron.
That's all. True.
And anyway, she's got a new book out. And so she's been on a round of interviews. So there's nothing more terrifying than Fergie when she starts giving interviews. Now, I remember some years ago when Fergie came forward to say that her erstwhile husband, Andrew, was a man of immense integrity.
Of course he is. Compared to who?
Yeah. So if Fergie starts saying...
Lucretia Borgia.
If Fergie starts saying you've got integrity, you're fucked.
Absolutely right.
Anyway, so
she... Does she still have to go to fucking Sandringham and hide out in the gatehouse down the bottom?
I think so. She shares her house or the area with Andrew, doesn't they? They live together.
Right.
Who else would want to live with either of those cunts?
Anyway, well, that's when he's not on one of his tours of America.
Yeah, that's right.
Not meeting anyone who's ever been convicted of any offence against children.
Anyway, so did you see that her son-in-law, Jack Brooksbank, who's married Beatrice?
Yes.
I'll get
this
confused.
Is the guy who's been flaunting himself on a yacht in the Mediterranean.
Yeah,
right?
He's been cavorting with buxom beauties.
Well, one of them was a bit past their sell-by date, wasn't she?
Well, yeah, but the pictures didn't do him much good, put it that way.
No.
He's been all over the papers, and of course Fergie, in one of her legendary defences, has come forward to say he's a man of great integrity. He was just
doing her son-in-law.
Yeah, he was just doing his job. I wouldn't mind that job.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah, what? head off down to Cannes.
Yeah. Fucking on, around with on a super yacht, bathing beauties.
And watch a lot of women cavort around you half naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's got this she's got this new book out, which is a Mills and Boone romance.
Oh, great.
But it's 540 pages.
Jesus.
It's called Her Heart for a Compass. Or if you like, Her Heart for a Compass.
Well, how about Her Ass for a Compass?
She's written this thing, and it's like it's about a Victorian beauty, a flame-haired beauty.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And it's based on her.
Of course
only
it's flame-haired.
In the Victorian ages.
Well, it's very loosely based on her, but it's a beauty.
It is, modestly, this woman, her worst fault is she's so kind to everyone.
Of course.
And anyway, this book apparently is so fucking hopeless. It's got sentences in it like, the roar of the waterfall gave way to a roar in her ears as their lips kissed.
Was she on the underground?
Yeah. It's a swirling mash of shit cliches. Right. And one critic called it a boring slog. Oh.
Also, 500-odd words. Fuck me, 500 pages, I mean. We used to have a sub-editor at The Express who used to write those.
Yeah.
And it was quite a lucrative sideline. But it was this little bodice ripper shite. And it was all formulaic. You just had to have, you know, a sturdy bloke on a steed, effectively, who would sort of turn up and roger some woman senseless while the sea battered in her ears.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about it.
I mean, Fergie has gone with the formula. It's very romantic and full of, you know, daring do aristocrats from the 19th century.
Right.
But
and lots of euphemisms for sex.
Her character's Lady Margaret. Her novel tells of Lady Margaret being desperate to marry her Scottish beau, Donald Cameron.
Donald!
But her father doesn't approve. The forbidden romance is full of passion, such as the moment with, and this is part of her prose, with deep starving kisses, adult kisses, their tongues tangling, hands clutching and clinging. But anyway, the thing is,
pass the sick bag.
The thing is that the reason that
is there
all
any
the
toe sucking in it?
The reason all the readers fucking hate it is there's no sex in it.
Oh really?
So it just doesn't deliver the fucking goods.
Unbelievable.
But she's out there. She's called Andrew again. She's been out there and said Andrew's a thoroughly good man.
No, of course he is.
No, he's not. He's an A grade cunt. You silly bitch.
He really isn't fucking winning in that particular arena, is he? But I mean, he's still managing to dodge the fucking FBI, so I mean, maybe he'll manage to dodge them for the rest of the time. But I mean, if some of these people think that they can be rehabilitated, like Matt Hancock apparently has already been talking about getting himself rehabilitated, right? Did you see him carrying out all of his shit into the shittest car I've ever seen? I don't know what it was, but it was not a decent looking car. No. And he's putting these fucking boxes in it, some of which had really crap writing on it going, handle with care.
Yeah.
Does he not realise the sort of irony of the kind of image that he's creating here?
Box full of fucking face masks or something. And I'll tell you, it was a very sad, to be serious for a second, I saw that picture, a good picture, exclusive in the mail. And there was this very, very tragic, sad thing about it.
Mm.
In the corner of the picture was the family dog looking up at him going, where are you going?
Oh, God, really? I didn't see that.
You know, and that's, you know, you can leave your fucking wife, leave your kids if you must, but don't leave the dog.
I mean, I have to say, I know that you're very, very fond of dogs, but I mean, leaving your kids is a little bit worse some ways.
Well, he's an absolute arsewipe.
He's an absolute grade-A bastard, right? And what about Gina Lollobrigida, or a fucking name?
Gina Lollobrigida.
Gina! Calavangelo.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going with him, is she? I think she's staying with her husband.
No. They are setting up homes.
Are they?
She's dumped her husband.
So she's dumped the kids as well.
Her husband's called Oliver Bonus.
That's
him.
Well, no, he's not actually called Oliver Bonus. The name of the shop is Oliver Bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
But the shop is named after somebody, I think, that he knew.
He's related to Cressida Bonus.
That's it,
yeah.
Something like that.
Anyway, Gina Lollobrigida has left Oliver Bonus.
Get over here.
Oliver Boner. Matt and Gina are heading on into a romantic
world of high jinks and high politics in Suffolk. I mean, that's where they're going to live, isn't it? Or has he still got an apartment in
he's the MP for West Suffolk, which has got Newmarket in it.
Okay.
And his local constituency authority at their association, the Tory association there, are none best pleased with him.
No, I bet. At one point, they were talking about actually recalling him, weren't they?
Yeah, well, there's
and finding another
Well,
candidate.
They want to deselect him, basically. Yeah. There's one or two diehards are trying to say, oh, we forgive him, we've accepted his apology. But the general feeling in West Suffolk...
He's a fucking weasel.
Is he can go
There's
and
no
take
two ways about it.
Yeah, go and take a flying fuck at the moon.
Yeah, absolutely
know.
Right.
He's finished.
But
he's
also,
finished.
You know, whatever fucking made him think... I mean, remember that thing he came out with once, which made me think he was a fucking total moron, when he went, well, you know, I'm from Newmarket, I know a thing or two about the horses. And that was after he suggested you back both horses. Do you remember that fucking app where it was going to we were going to work with Apple and Google... Right, to actually produce an app which probably would have worked a lot better than the fucking one they've got at the moment. Yeah. But then he reasoned to the press one day that the reason they were going with Apple and Google was it was good to back both horses. Well, everybody who fucking bets on horses knows if you back both fucking horses, there's somebody called a bookmaker who makes sure that you don't win any fucking money, you moron.
Yeah, well,
so you don't know, back both horses at all.
Yeah, with that kind of mathematics, he'll definitely be Chancellor of the Exchequer in the future. Yeah, I know, exactly. And talking of those fucking apps, right?
Right.
You know, they're talking about, making the Ping app, the COVID app and the NHS less sensitive. What's the point of that?
No point.
It's got this great new app. We're going to get less cases, fewer cases.
Yeah, yeah.
Won't get as many cases.
Right. Well, yeah, I'll tell you how you get no cases, but get rid of the fucking app.
Well,
you won't have any.
There are two types of people, I think, that have the COVID app. One are sort of wankers, who are just idiots.
Yeah.
Who want to?
Who think it's the law?
Yeah, just.
Oh yeah, I've got to have the app.
It's
everybody safe.
To protect the vulnerable.
Yeah, keeps everyone safe.
And the other kind of person is just a lazy bastard who wants to get pinged and get time off.
Well, that's the people who are walking down the street.
So yeah, pinging, scanning
every QR
code they can find. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely fucking right. I mean, I was quite pleased. I ended up in the Groucho Club yesterday. With Lewis McLeod, who happened to be in town. And I wasn't actually sure what it would be like, because I tend to be a bit of a creature of habit. I go to places where I know they're not going to give me shit about fucking, you know, where I've been, where I'm going, who I'm sitting with, you know, where I'm sitting, whether I check in with this, that.
I actually
don't know what the fucking law is anymore. I walked in with my son, Oliver, and there was a woman at the front desk, gave him my name. She said, oh, yes, he's waiting for you. He was in the back. But there was a QR code, but didn't say anything about it, didn't ask me to check in, didn't ask me to do anything, didn't ask me to put a mask on, walked through the bar, full of people, walked into that back room, full of people having lunch. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
And not one fucking wanker went to me, oh, would you mind wearing a mask while you walk to your table?
Yeah, private members clubs are just about the best places at the moment.
I'm quite interested in some of them, because some of them you would expect might be a little bit on the kind of, you know, stick it up your ass type people, you know, who think we must remain safe at all times.
Well, my one. It's just like, well, we know you, so on you go. You know? And these are your friends. You're free to do. You're free to do.
And you are paying
like.
For the privilege of being there. So I mean, that's how it should be. I'm saying I'm quite surprised in a way, because some of the people there are what you might describe as a sort of champagne socialist type, aren't they?
Yeah, but I think private members clubs have a duty to their members not to be cunts to them. You know,
oh, that would be nice,
about
wouldn't it?
Masks.
Would you like to join our club? We promise not to be a cunt to you.
I think it should be a slogan. We never treat our members like cunts.
It would be a good one. Speaking of which, why don't we give our first hello of the podcast out today to Deborah, who sent me this today, actually. And she said, Mike, I've just discovered that we share the same birthday, which is coming up next week. So I'm sending advanced birthday wishes to you and hope you consider me on your Monday podcast for a special fuck you greeting. I love both you and Kevin. Keep up the good work.
What's her name again?
Debs.
Fuck you. Fuck your fucking birthday. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Exactly right. It's amazing, isn't it, how much of this people like. Here's one from Rob, who is apparently, he calls himself pro-vaccine, but he's a bit of a cyclist, right?
Oh, fucking hell.
He says, hey, Mike, can I get a go fuck yourself, you lycra-clad cunt, on Thought Police this week with you and TV Kev?
Yeah, no problem. Go fuck yourself, you lycra-clad cunt. I mean, for fuck's sake, get off the fucking bicycle, grow up.
I mean, did you ever hear anything more fucking stupid and ridiculous than that business with the old the fucking highway code, where they're going to say now these fucking lawless cyclists can do whatever the fuck they like, and don't worry, nothing will be their fault. Can you imagine the carnage is going to follow this?
Yeah, well, good luck with that. When a fucking car hits you, you might have prior right of way, but you'll be dead.
Yeah, well, I this is the thing. I don't understand why they want to have fights with people in huge metal fucking boxes that will crush them and crush every single bone in their body if you run over them.
because a lot of them are obsessed. It's a very weird subcult.
It really is, isn't
but
it?
That new highway code, I'm so fucking furious about it. I'm resigning from the Tufty Club. I really am.
Yeah. I think you should. Yeah, very good. And also get rid of that Lycra because it's don't fit into it anymore. Now, I got a very disturbing message from my sister today.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's over in America. Apparently, that wanker fucking de Blasio, you know, the guy that's ruining New York currently.
Oh, yeah.
The mayor of New York who's following on from Michael Bloomberg.
What happened to Tacoma, you mean?
Well, he's the governor. Yeah,
right.
This is de Blasio.
This is their mayor, right?
This is their mayor.
Mayor of New York.
Who's taken over from Michael Bloomberg, who was actually quite a decent mayor.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani was also mayor a long time ago. He's now introduced mandated proof of vaccine to go to restaurants, bars, and gyms in New York. I mean, the New York that I knew in the 80s is gone, right? 9/11 saw to quite a bit of it disappearing, but they're all so fucking nice to each other now. I hate it. I go to New York City and I'm going, what the fuck happened to you lot? You've suddenly turned into these kind of, you know, be kind, I mean, be nice.
I don't say this blamefully, but New York or Manhattan was never the same after 9/11.
It never was. Listen, you're absolutely right. I remember going back there for the first time sort of on my own without the kids and stuff like that. And I couldn't believe how pleasant everybody was. And they'd stopped. And I remember I was sitting in a yellow cab one day and we were on one of the cross streets and waiting to cross Park Avenue. And there was an ambulance with its siren on. And the lights went green, and my cab driver did what all good New York cab drivers on his fucking horn, right? This guy's walking past with his girlfriend, and he leans in. He goes, hey, man, there's an ambulance, man. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm walking here.
Yeah, I'm walking here. Never mind the fucking ambulance. What we used to do when the ambulances were there, we used to fucking follow. If you were in a car, you'd follow the ambulance all the way up the fucking avenue so you could go quickly through the traffic. Yeah. That was fucking what you did in New York. You didn't fucking go around making sure everyone was kind to everyone. Now it's safe as well, which is fucking hopeless.
When I was a kid, don't say this proudly, I didn't do it. I had this friend and I never saw an ambulance flashing 999. Yeah. He'd always get his car in front and drive 5 miles an hour and just move across. And when the ambulance tried to overtake, move out, stop the fucking thing.
That is a bit cuttish.
His name was Mike. I go, you can't do this. Right. He'd just be pissing himself. Right.
It is. It's a very English thing to do that.
Well, we were about 18.
I know. It really is.
So we're talking about a few years ago.
Incredibly irresponsible. Well, be careful you don't get cancelled because you did something wrong when you were 18.
Terrible thing to do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, I don't know what else to say about Boris Johnson and the story at the weekend. I mean, obviously everybody has to feel sorry for Carrie having a miscarriage. But, I mean, Boris having another baby.
Thanks for saving the planet, Boris.
At this time of his life. I mean, you do have to wonder whether it might be time to give all that sort of nonsense up.
I mean, this lot, you know, it is a one rule for us and one rule for them. Isn't it? Boris churning out at least 7 kids. How many has he really got? We can only guess. But it's likely to be more than 7. He's doing fuck all for climate change when it comes to churning out.
Although, mind you, having said that, there's nothing wrong with having loads of kids just because some wanker says it's not sustainable and you're going to kill the planet.
But you and me...
They don't go around telling people in Somalia not to have 7 kids, do they?
Johnson spends all his time telling us we got to save the planet. So he's not exactly practicing what he preaches. And then you got that arsehole Allegra Stratton.
Oh, yeah.
She's in charge of
the one with the diesel car.
You know, last week she says, don't rinse your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher. That's a shit piece of advice because once you've done that, you'd have to fucking rinse them when you take them out because they won't be properly clean.
Now
we find out she drives a diesel fucking car.
Yeah, I know. But she's great because apparently...
Stick your fucking climate change advice, Allegra, the sun don't shine.
Because she apparently says it's not really worth having an electric car. They don't go far enough. So now she's in trouble with the fucking electric car lobby who are all saying, this is a total fucking myth, by the way, because cars actually now do go about 400, 500 miles at a stretch if you charge them up properly. But I'm not really interested in all that shit anyway.
COP 26.
I mean, nobody can afford a fucking electric car.
COP 26, what a load
COP
26,
they should
fucking, China aren't even going. China produced 28% of the world's population. We produce less than 2%.
What, you mean they're missing out on the chance to go to sunny Glasgow
in the middle of
fucking autumn?
To take part in virtual signalling talks.
Oh, great.
Gotta save the planet.
Have you seen Sturgeon today saying that masks will still be worn in various public places? Yeah. And also,
well, hopefully you wear yours, Nick, so you don't have to look at your fucking face.
Some, apparently as well, they still can't open fucking nightclubs in Scotland. They still can't do it.
It's fucking ridiculous. Look, on that basis, on that tack, Mike, can somebody tell me, I'm going to do this on my show tonight, Can somebody tell me whatever happened to herd immunity? We haven't
got it apparently.
We're at 87% herd immunity of people with antibodies, right? When you get to 93, that's total herd immunity.
Yeah.
So we're going to be there in about a week.
Yeah,
and yet we've got a blizzard of diktats, rules, regulations. Why? At that point, we've beaten COVID. End of.
Well, also, at the beginning of this conversation, we were going to get herd immunity with 70% of the people basically covered either by vaccination or by having had the fucking disease, right? And we passed 70% a long time ago, but they keep changing the bloody rules, don't they?
Yeah. But it's they keep pushing the... barrier further and further away. But 93%, we're on 87%. When we get to 93%, there's nothing COVID can do to us. So what are all these rules and regulations all about? What the fuck are they doing?
Well,
we might as well call them all off
point. Well, they might as well call them off now. I mean, we're supposed to wait till the 16th of August now until something else happens. And you go, well, why the fuck do we have to wait till then? I'm looking at this statistic from yesterday. UK's daily COVID cases fall to another five-week low, 21,691, in just a 7% drop on last week. Hospital admissions dipped by 15%. Deaths rise by 5%. 138. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, these are not statistics to worry about.
No.
And they are going, despite that sort of rise in the deaths, sometimes you get a slight kind of surge in the wrong direction, but then they go back down. It's quite clear that we've beaten this thing and we're nearly at herd immunity. So why aren't people talking about this? Why are we going, oh, it's fair enough, they might lock us down again. Oh, we might have to have more restrictions in the autumn. If we reach herd immunity, why? I've had quite a few doctors and virologists on my show and ask them that precise question, and they don't know the answer. They go, well, I don't really know.
Well, nobody fucking knows. That's the whole point. And meanwhile, the trouble is, though, the rest of the world is just as fucked up. I mean, I just told you about New York. You know, I was talking to a guy today, I don't know if you heard him, from Gran Canaria, who rang in to say that people are wearing masks and walking around the swimming pool.
Yeah.
You got to wear a mask inside the hotel.
Oh, yeah, no, I did hear him, yeah.
You got to wear a mask, basically, if you're near anyone in the outside arena. People are walking around with drinks on in their hand, wearing masks.
Yeah.
And he said he got told off in a taxi when he got there. He gets told off in the lobby of the hotel for not having the mask over his nose. That's not a fucking holiday to me.
Exactly.
I'm not doing it.
Well, I told you when I was in the West Country, I dived into the very, very cold sea, did about 20 yards underwater, came up like you do.
I'm dying.
Why am I fucking doing here? And apart from having my bollocks completely frozen off, the thing that really shocked me was a woman was swimming past doing the breaststroke with a fucking face mask on.
Unbelievable.
In the sea.
I know.
I mean,
isn't it not really much use to you if it's wet?
Well, I don't think it's much use to you anyway, particularly if you're out at sea.
Hey, listen, by the way, speaking of animals, and I know you're a big animal rights man.
Wanking animals
we're not doing today, but that may... I don't know if we can do that in the podcast.
I think we need to.
We'll probably have to
expand
revisit
on the topic.
We'll have to revisit it.
It's got a lot of potential as a subject.
It has got a lot of potential.
Masturbating monkeys, just love them.
I know, you got to love them. But did you see the latest nutty fucking shit from Sage?
What? No, go on. I was just thinking of... the horse with the massive dick.
Oh, yeah.
In the Enchanted
Forest, yeah. Fucking hell. Somebody's cast a spell on that horse.
What's so fucking enchanted about that?
I know.
Funnily enough,
I was recounting the tale with my kids, and only one of them remembered it. The other one was obviously so traumatised, he wiped it out of his fucking head. You know, the fucking horse's cock was bigger than him.
These fucking shit outings you used to take your kids on. Right, we're going to look at the wanking monkeys today. Next week, the horse with the big dick.
Yeah, right, which is bigger than you. Fuck me.
Yeah, we'll have to expand on wanking animals.
Yeah, but no,
you're going to ask me about...
No, the latest from Sage, I don't know if you saw this, and it was one of the lesser known people, because every now and again somebody's name pops up and you think, who the fuck's that? Oh, they're in Sage. Oh, I didn't know. One of the fucking 28,000 people.
In Sage? Oh, come in then.
Yeah, wanker. Fuck off. They were saying that you had the cull of mink in Scandinavia.
Yeah.
And apparently they were saying, no, this may be something we have to take forward, because it may well be that we need to cull more animals to stop the spread of fucking COVID. So what are they going to do? Come for your fucking pet cat, your pet dog, your fucking budgie?
Animals don't get fucking COVID.
I mean, well, even if they did get it, so what?
The journos all over the world have been hacking away at that story ever since the pandemic began, because they wanted to say, dogs, your dog could give you COVID. Your cat could give you COVID. They can't. It's bollocks.
Yeah, of course it is.
So we certainly don't need to kill a load of minks, but they're going to kill the fucking minks anyway, aren't they, to make coats?
Yeah, well,
cunts.
Although nobody wears mink coats anymore, do they?
Well, they do. Have you been to Saudi
in Russia?
Arabia? They do
in Saudi Arabia, in the very hot
Arab countries.
It's about 90 fucking thousand degrees there.
I know, but, you know...
Somebody told me the other day...
It's a display of wealth. that's all they care
Saudi
about.
Saudi Arabia, they might open up as a green country. Oh, that's great. I'd love to go there. They put this big tourism fucking flag on the place a while ago.
Yeah.
But you can't get a drink. Yeah. Even if you go to one of the hotels as a foreign tourist, which you can in Dubai, you can't get a fucking drink.
What? So they're going green, are they? The biggest oil producer in the world.
No, they're not going green in the sense of as a
country. Oh, a green.
But they're going to be a green listed country. So you can go there on holiday without having to quarantine when you come back. Trouble is, when you're on holiday in Saudi Arabia, it feels like you're in fucking quarantine.
Wants to go. You don't want to go Saudi there. Saudi Arabia. What's the weather like? It's pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, you can go visit. You can go and visit Execution Square in Riyadh, where they've got a nice big drain right in the middle of it, where they shove all the bones and the fucking limbs down.
You can mock women because they're not allowed to drive. Wankers can't drive.
Oh no, they let them go and watch the football now. It's great.
Ooh, very exciting.
Yeah.
Talking about green countries. Going back to the subject of Boris's favourite topic, the environment. So, do you know how many coal-fueled power stations we've got left?
I don't think we've got any, have we?
Yeah, we have. We've got three.
Oh, really?
And they're declining, obviously.
We haven't got any coal, though.
We've got it. Do you know how many they've got in China?
Well, they build about three a month, though.
They've got 1,082. do you know how many coal-fueled power stations they're currently building? 185.
Well, I think they're doing about...
Why the fuck are we bothering?
Well, this is my point. And the only answer you ever get from these green cunts, right, is, well, we have to show leadership.
Bollocks!
Why? Why
well, don't fucking return me to a feudal state just to virtue signal how great we are to the fucking Chinese.
Exactly.
Don't ruin my life just because you want to be a political virtue signaler. Grant Shapps, I'd fucking shoot that guy. Fucking, what is he doing?
This is
a fucking cycle.
Yeah, but this is the same guy who was on fucking holiday in the country that got fucking quarantine slapped on it last year. Do you remember? He was in Spain when they named it as the country that you shouldn't go to. Yeah. And you're kind of going, hang on, mate, you're the fucking Secretary of State for Transport. Shouldn't you fucking know where you're supposed to be going?
I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Captain Insensible.
I mean, I know that most of this Tory government do seem to be fairly moronic, but there must be some brain cells there somewhere. They must understand, even Shapps must understand, that cycle lanes are not a popular policy.
No.
That the majority of people in this country do not want this land grab of cycle lanes and pedestrian areas. They want to be able to drive their fucking cars from A to B without sitting in a bloody traffic jam for 6 hours. That's what they want.
Yeah.
So why is this stupid fucking government proceeding with a policy that everybody fucking hates?
Well, because they listen to the wrong people. Because the people like Allegra Stratton, who says that she can't go and visit her relatives in Scotland, who no doubt live in a fucking castle or something, right? Because they can't get there in an electric car. Well, you know, the problem is they don't know anybody normal.
Yeah.
They don't actually know anybody who doesn't live in a city environment but who has a house in the country. They all think that's what everybody's got.
Yeah.
They all think everybody's got an Apple fucking Mac PowerBook because that's what everybody's got.
Yeah.
And they've all probably got at least more than one or two cars because that's what everybody's got.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has.
By the way, that's when I was down in the West Country, we were noticing things about the country.
Mm.
Lovely, Dorset, Devon.
It is nice.
But we noticed that basically the countryside is a place where people from the country drive these fucking great, massive, great sort of combine harvesters, making a real through the villages. You know, you sit outside a pub and, you know, with it, all the fucking great things with pitchforks hanging
and
off.
And there's fucking dust coming off the fields.
Yeah, yeah.
Which chokes your fucking lungs if you get anywhere near
it. Fucking vandals.
They are also, farmers are some of the worst polluters in the fucking world, right? I don't have a problem with that. When I lived in Wiltshire, I lived in this house that was called the Well House. This is a place that flooded like three times. We used to have these huge, big sort of Leylandii type bushes, which were horrendous. And I used to cut them down and burn the shit out of them, right? Because I love a fire. I don't know what it is. Something primal
I'm
about
a pyromaniac
it, right? But these things were literally about, I would say, minimum 15 feet long. So you'd have to put fire on and then sort of place them over the fireplace and then keep sort of moving them backwards and forwards. At one point, there was so much smoke emanating out of my fucking house, right? That the cars that were coming around, you could hear the fucking cars coming around into this little village. It's called Easterton, right?
Yeah.
And they'd slam the fucking brakes on. You couldn't see. Literally, the smoke was so thick that they were coming around this bend and going and screeching to a halt because they couldn't fucking see more than 10 yards in front of them.
When I was in LA, my parents came over to see us. I mean, they were quite old then, but we took them up to a place called Lake Arrowhead, which is a really nice place.
And nice.
We rented a sort of a cabin right by the lake.
Oh, yeah.
And did a barbecue out the back. So So I said, right, I'll make a barbecue. And, you know, you can get those hickory, hickory flakes that you put all
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
So my dad was, like, very intrigued by this. I said, well, it gives this kind of lovely taste of the hickory. So I didn't really know how to use this. So I had a fucking great sack of it, shoved it all onto
Yeah, because we're never trained in Britain to do barbecues or fires.
So I shoved it all onto the barbecue. Within about 5 minutes, it was like the fucking pea super, you know. There was like fucking smoke everywhere. And 10 minutes later, we could hear... Woo, woo, woo! It's a fucking fire brigade turned up.
Well, because they probably thought
got a report of a fire. So no,
a fucking brush fire.
So this fireman came out of the smog and he goes, "We've got a report of a fire." I said, "Well, I think it's just my barbecue." He said, "Man, what you got on there?" I said, "I put some of that hickory smoke stuff there." He said, "You don't think maybe you use a bit too much?" I said, "Yeah, I think I did."
It's fucking amazing.
But anyway, the other thing I was going to say about the country, down in the West Country, the other thing we noticed, and we were pissing ourselves, every house, they've got about 7 cars.
Yeah.
Everybody in the country, every house has got about 7 cars.
Because, I mean, this is the point about public transport. You get outside of the city, there isn't any.
Yeah, everybody in the house has to have their own car. Yeah.
Well, because you can't fucking get anywhere. There is no bus, there is no train.
Yeah.
You know, there's no connections between two places that you want to actually go to. I mean, like where my kids live, right? You can get a train to London and you can get a train the opposite direction to Hastings, but you can't get a train across the county. Yeah. If you wanted to go to somewhere like Lewis from where they are, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So you have to go in a fucking car or a taxi. Yeah. There is simply no other way to do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe a fucking ambulance.
Yeah, so I'm not necessarily blaming the country people for this, but it is funny.
No, but it's how they live.
Every single drive is full of about 7
and also,
cars.
By the way, most of them have got coal-fired fireplaces. Most of them have got wood-burning stoves.
Yeah.
A lot of them have got argers, some of which are filled with oil. Yeah. You know, these people are not going to give that shit up overnight just because Allegra Stratton thinks they should.
Was that fucking Michael Gove told us that we all had to get rid of wood-burning stoves. I'm going to get a wood-burning stove and you're not going to build the first fire with his fucking marriage certificate.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
How's that going then, Mike?
I don't think
you and Sarah...
Yeah, I don't think that's going too well, funnily enough, I'm afraid to say.
That was one that burned in the public
eye.
Very
high-pressure jobs, you see. It's very hard to keep people's marriages together.
It's very hard
together.
To stay married to someone so ugly as Michael Gove.
Well, indeed. And with all the opportunity that cabinet ministers get to be home early, it just doesn't work terribly well,
does it?
They
don't. They love to hang out in Westminster.
Now, let's have a quick word about the Olympics before we go, because...
What a load of shit.
What an absolute load of old cobblers, right? And you've been very generous, though, about the people that have won. Because you've got to say well done to some of the British...
Good luck to them. Good luck to them.
You see, there's been a row, by the way, about Team GB and whether it should be called Team UK. And all I ever think of when I hear the word UK, do you know what I think of? UK by Steph McGovern when she used to talk about the UK.
UK.
Before she did that shit show that you know.
Steph's Packed Lunch.
Steph's Packed Lunch, which is now bereft of any food whatsoever.
I love it.
I mean,
I love it.
I'm glad to see she's taken an extended period of leave over the summer. So
Channel 4 kidding
that.
Themselves are going to be bringing that expensive
fucking
disaster
hell.
Back. What a
well, pile. Do you know, it was one of those
two
shows.
2 hours it goes on for.
Is it really?
Yeah, who wants to watch that?
Fuck
who
me.
Who wants to watch 2 minutes of it?
Well, it's rubbish, right? But she always used to say the UK. But, I mean, there was a funny moment yesterday.
I love it.
Aye. There was a funny moment this week on Talk Radio when I was fed the breaking news that Laurel Hubbard was out of the weightlifting because apparently she wasn't really any good at doing it.
Yeah, she came 47th.
Yeah, she came fucking somewhere way below where she should have been. I don't know whether I should do this. I could probably do it because it might be the best way to do it rather than to actually... try and explain what it was that I said.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just play it because that would make it easier.
I know what this is.
It's one of the great pieces of breaking news.
Snatch. Yeah, there you go.
Transgender athlete Laurel Hubbard is out of medal contention after 3 failed attempts to produce an acceptable snatch.
I mean, and that's the official description of what happened. An acceptable snatch.
Because it's a snatch. Is what when they
apparently when
fucking...
they snatch and grab, or what do they do? Snatch and break? I don't fucking know.
So her snatch just wasn't good enough.
It's not acceptable.
Just not acceptable.
There isn't one.
Snatch didn't work.
I know.
Snatch
it's not
didn't
good.
Work for her.
It's not good.
But, you know, I don't know, that trans athlete row, I mean, I don't really take any stance on it. But,
I don't really.
But
I don't really care that much.
I don't give
people
a fuck.
People get very worked up about it, though. But well, you see what the BBC did? The BBC threatened
I know,
on
to throw anyone
their
who
own
said
website
that,
to, yeah. to report people to the police.
The only thing I would say is good luck to Laurel Hubbard. She got picked for the New Zealand team, and yeah. they said this is all about inclusivity.
Right.
But what about the cis woman, the biologically born female
yes.
that didn't get included
right.
because they picked Laurel Hubbard.
Yes.
There's a problem there.
Well, there is, but presumably they had to use the right method of qualification, though, didn't they?
Well,
I don't think they
so.
Changed that.
Yeah, I suppose you could be right, yeah.
I just think people...
But then again, then you would say that Laurel Hubbard had the benefit of going through puberty as a male and
maybe.
Therefore had more strength.
But although apparently it didn't work.
Well, no, but she's shit. That's
she's
the problem.
She's not any fucking
she's
good at
shit
weightlifting.
She's shit at weightlifting.
Right. She wasn't much good as in the male weightlifting class. Apparently now she's not much good in the female.
Anyway,
so maybe that shows that gender equality is everything you need to know about.
Well, exactly. And fuck the trans debate. It's always so boring.
It really is.
Let's talk about what I think is the real bloody scandal of the
Go
Olympics,
on.
Apart from the BBC's absolute shit bollocks, sloppy seconds
yes.
coverage.
Mm.
And that is those two high jump people who shared the gold medal.
Fucking hell. Don't get me started.
I mean,
on that.
That's like two fucking teams. Turning up for the FA Cup final and saying, should we share this?
Yeah, let's not bother playing.
Or it's a draw at the end.
What was the point?
Both take the cup.
No. Also, people who have been supporting this and going, oh, isn't it lovely?
BBC thought
isn't
it was
it
great.
Nice? Well, of course they did. I mean, I was amazed, actually, that some of the people that I saw on Twitter saying how great they thought it was, because it's clearly absolutely everything that the Olympics is not about. It's clearly about fucking not competition. It's about fixing something, and it's about awarding something. And somebody said this to me, which I think was right. If they really wanted to share something, they should have shared the silver fucking medal, because not one of them won it. But they didn't want to share the silver. They only wanted to share the fucking gold.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. Sport is about competition. Mm. Sport is about champions and people coming first, people coming second, people coming
yeah.
third. I'm afraid you can't get out of
yeah.
that.
Well, can you imagine the story he tells yeah. his kids, you know, oh, so you were in the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, mm. which was meant to be in 2020. I was. And how did you get on? I won a gold medal. Did you? Well, I didn't really. I was given it
yeah.
because we decided to share it because
yeah.
we couldn't decide which one of us was
they
better.
They should have said, you want to share it? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but one of them should have said, for fuck's sake, no, we'll have
well,
a jump off.
The Olympic officials.
I mean, they
should
have done fucking scissors, stone, paper.
Well,
that would have been better.
You do a jump off, don't you? Until someone
or a
loses.
Penalty. Maybe they should have a penalty
well,
shootout.
It's, you do the high jump
yeah.
equivalent of a penalty shootout.
Couldn't you have just done a penalty shootout, though?
Yeah.
Make them do a
well,
penalty
maybe
shootout.
Penalty shootout, yeah.
Yeah. Put oh, what's
so
his
you can
face,
stand on one leg for the longest.
Yeah.
Something like
something
that.
Something like
or
that.
Or
snap. Yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
Snap.
But the Olympic officials
Spoof.
Should have said, no, 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 you can't share it. Fuck that.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
It really is. It shows you how shit the Olympics has become. And in fact, I have not really watched very much of it at all.
Well, because it's shit on the BBC.
Yeah.
Because they've only got second
and also,
dibs
I can't find the Discovery Channel. I
well, it's
about
Eurosport,
you.
I think, which they own.
Well, it's Discovery Plus, apparently.
Oh, is
so
it?
So you've got to get the app, I think. So I don't bother with that. It's a fucking waste of everybody's time. And I'm not fucking paying for it anyway. Why would I want to pay for it?
So the BBC in the Beijing Olympics, two Olympics ago, eight
yeah.
years ago, that would have been, they sent like 900 staff to Beijing. Remember?
No, 8 years ago was 2012 in London, wasn't it? It was the one after that, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, sorry, the one after that.
Was it? No, Beijing was before.
Was it before?
Yeah,
that?
Beijing was 2008,
okay.
I think.
Okay,
Brazil
so they sent like 900 staff to that. They get very chastised for that. So Rio, they only sent about 400.
Oh, good.
So they love the fucking Olympics. But when it came to bidding against Discovery, for two sets of Olympics, it was 920 million quid. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of money.
It does.
But the BBC,
that's 'cause it is a lot
but
of
the BBC
money.
Is one of the richest broadcasters in the world. It gets 3.5 billion quid a year from us poor sap license fee payers. Plus, it makes a shitload of money selling its programs around the world commercially. It is swimming in money. It should have beaten Discovery. It's a bigger organisation
yeah.
than Discovery.
Yeah, but I'm
Why
glad
did
they
it
didn't
just
know.
Roll over.
No, because I don't want them to pay that kind of fucking
oh,
money.
I fucking do.
Why? You wouldn't be watching
to
it.
Fuck them up.
No, but you wouldn't be watching the fucking Olympics.
No, no, no. But they should be winning the Olympics. You know, they've lost the British Open golf. They've lost the cricket.
Yeah.
They've lost the football.
I thought they still had the Grand National. They apparently lost that as well.
They've lost the Grand National. They're going to lose Wimbledon very soon as well because they just don't seem to be bothered. So I disagree
well,
with that.
Well, let's hope they lose their fucking charter.
I think they should have beaten Discovery because they got more money than Discovery in service to the licence fee payers. Instead of spending 100 fucking million quid on diversity.
I think you're barking up the wrong fucking tree there.
Instead of spending 100 million quid on diversity.
Yeah, if they could have done it right, maybe. But I think the BBC are now fast becoming more useless than any other fucking broadcasting organisation in the entire world. And they don't know how to do anything anymore.
Well, exactly. They don't know how to win bidding wars.
Best for fucking reporting people to the police. Oh, yeah, great. So what are you going to do today? Oh, I'm going to report a load of people who are licence fee payers to the cops for having an opinion that I don't agree with. Fuck right off.
Yeah, that was because they didn't want the trans debate because they believed Laurel Hubbard.
Yeah, I've got some more opinions you might not like either.
Yeah.
You know, the Laurel Hubbard thing, shove it up your ass.
You know, as I said, I wouldn't particularly want to get involved in the debate, but you know, it does raise questions.
Well, you shouldn't be getting fucking locked up for it either.
It raises questions about women's sport, doesn't it?
But also,
the BBC should sponsor a debate about it.
They shouldn't be fucking reporting you.
Not report people.
I mean, you know, you're supposed to produce television programmes, radio programmes, not be a fucking grass.
Yeah. They said we won't allow our platforms to become places for hate.
Really?
How do they know what fucking hate is?
Yeah.
Who are they?
I fucking hate the BBC. How about that?
Yeah. You want to fucking hate crime? I fucking hate you.
I hate you, Butler. Yeah. Anyway, less of the fucking pleasurable items that we've been discussing. We are out of time. We'll be back next week for some more fuck yous. In the meantime, don't do anything fucking stupid.
And all go and fuck yourselves, all
right? Yeah, exactly right. See you later.
When I was a kid, I don't say this proudly, I didn't do it. I had this friend and he never saw an ambulance flashing 999. Yeah. He'd always get his car in front and drive 5 miles an hour. Just go, move across. And when the ambulance tried to overtake, move out, stop the fucking thing.
That is like a
bit cuttish. His name was Mike. I go, you can't do this. Right. He'd just be pissing himself. Right.
It is. It's a very English thing to do that.
Well, we were about 18.
I know. It really is.
So we're talking about a few years ago.
Incredibly irresponsible. Well, be careful you don't get cancelled because you did something wrong when you were 18.
That's a terrible thing to do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
I told you when I was in the West Country, I dived into the very, very cold sea, did about 20 yards underwater, came up like you do.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Why
am I fucking doing
cold
here?
And apart from having my bollocks completely frozen off, the thing that really shocked me was a woman swimming past doing the breaststroke with a fucking face mask on.
Unbelievable.
In the sea.
I know.
I mean,
isn't it not really much use to you if it's wet?
Well, I don't think it's much use to you anyway, particularly if you're out at sea.
Would you like to join our club? We promise not to be a cunt.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.